Good morning, 810 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our Ask the Expert segment. We have Charles Skank in studio. How are you doing, Charles?
I'm doing good, James. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you in here. So what's our verse of the day?
It is Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. It reads, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Proverbs 22, 6.
All righty. Well, thank you for that, Charles. So today, you know, you guys are obviously experts in the whole world of Medicare. And I know that we've got plenty of listeners who may be about to retire. And, you know, maybe they are on, you know, employer coverage, that sort of thing. And I'm guessing, you know, what would you say to someone who is in this boat, about to retire, and, you know, kind of needs to figure out, okay, you know, where do I start with this whole Medicare thing?
Yeah. It's a good question. You know, about 10,000 people a day are turning 65, and more people are retiring, leaving the workforce. And if you've been on employer coverage for the past 20, 30, 40 years, it can be daunting to go to a different form of coverage, something that you're not used to. So I understand when people have uncertainty and, like, maybe some fear about what how Medicare works, but I want to just sort of demystify how Medicare is set up. And original Medicare is made up of two parts, Part A, and then there's Part B. And Part A primarily covers hospital charges, like room and board, charges for being in the hospital. And Part B covers everything that happens inside the hospital. Doctor visits, MRIs, labs, CAT scans, x-rays, everything like that. It also covers outpatient doctor visits as well. So if you think of those two parts as the original parts of Medicare, and Part A, for most people, cost $0 a month. It doesn't cost anything to have Part A. Now, when I say it doesn't cost anything, you've been paying those Medicare charges on that paycheck for all your working years, but now in your Medicare years, there's no additional premium per month to be on Part A. And then as long as you've worked 40 quarters, I need to say that, as long as you've worked 10 years, you need to have worked 10 years. And if you haven't, if you're married, your spouse, you can claim on their work record. And then Part B, for most people, the premium for Part B per month is $164.90 per month. That's what it's going to cost you to be on it. Now, there's certain higher income brackets that can push that Part B cost per month up. I've seen it be as high as over $500, almost $550 for higher income earners. But you have to be over like $500,000 a year in income to get that. And so when you turn 65 or when you leave your employer, you go on to original Medicare A and B. Now, there's some holes in Medicare that Medicare doesn't cover. It doesn't cover everything.
Yeah, and so what are some of the other things, you know, that Medicare doesn't cover, and, you know, how do we deal with this? I mean, are you looking at maybe some of the, could physical health be taken into consideration on this sort of thing too?
Yeah, so there's three primary holes that are in Medicare. And the first hole, I believe it's probably the biggest, is that Medicare covers 80% of your bills. So if you go to the doctor and there's a small Part B deductible of $226, an annual deductible. But once that's met, you go to the doctor, and if the bill's $100, you're going to pay $80. Medicare's going to pay $80, rather, and you're going to pay $20. Now, on small numbers, that's not very scary, but if you have $100,000 worth of bills, Medicare is going to pay $80,000, and you're going to be on the hook for $20,000.
That's a lot.
That's right. And so that's the first hole in original Medicare. And then the second hole is that prescription drugs are not covered by original Medicare. And then the third hole is that dental, vision, and hearing are not covered as well. And so we have those three gaps or three holes in Medicare, and there's two different roads that you can go down to cover those two, those three holes. The way that has the most certainty is what I call road number one. And it is when you get a Medicare supplement to take care of that 20% hole that's there. And a supplement, just like the name sounds, if you think of a vitamin supplement that goes alongside of a meal, a Medicare supplement goes alongside original Medicare and picks up the charges that Medicare does not pick up. It picks up that 20%. And you can get coverage depending on your age, which state you're in, male, female. Those all affect the price a little bit. But for a 65-year-old male or female, it's going to be about $120. And that 20% can be covered, all except the Part B deductible, which is the annual $226. And so you can know going forward, if you're on employer care and so sort of wondering, okay, how do I get everything covered in retirement, all my health care needs met? If you are paying that Part B premium of $164.90 for most people, if your income, joint income is below like $190,000 a year, and you're paying for a Medicare supplement, if those two things are in place, you can know that all that you're going to pay are your premiums, your monthly premiums that for the Medicare supplement and for Part B, and you're going to have that $226 annual deductible. After that, you have no more medical bills.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
It is. People need to know that it's not quite as scary as you may have been told.
And I appreciate you breaking that down because, you know, once you step us through that, it's actually more simple. You know, I think we get bogged down with all these words and terms. Now, the supplements, those are private companies that come in. It's basically like, you know, private insurance companies that you pay, and those are just kind of working to fill that gap. Is that correct?
That is true. That is true. They fill that role. And, you know, you've heard of those companies, everything from Blue Cross to Aetna to Cigna to there's a whole bunch of different range of companies that offer these Medicare supplements.
Now, are there any cases where people might opt to not do a Part B, or do most people go ahead and do the Part A and Part B together?
So I want to answer that, but there's a lot of people that are hear about penalties.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And they don't want penalties, and they're concerned about penalties. And if you miss the enrollment date, there can be a lifelong penalty, and that's true. But as long as you have employer coverage, then you don't need Part B.
Okay.
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 And no matter I heard of someone the other day, they were 83 years old and they'd never had Part B, which is a record as far as I've ever seen. But they never had Part B. But that's because they had employer coverage. They were still working up in their 80s. And so they were still on employer coverage. They were just fine. And there is no penalties whatsoever. Now, when he leaves employer coverage, he then neither needs to get Part B, or he's going to have a penalty for not getting Part B if he doesn't get it within 6 months of retiring. So as long as you have either employer coverage or Medicare Part B, you don't have to worry about a penalty. And if you have employer coverage and your employer has more than 20 employees, now if you have less than 20 employees, you need to have Part B. That's a rule that Medicare has. But as long as your employer has more than 20 employees, which most of them do, then you don't have to worry about having Part B. Once you leave and plan to retire, then you need to get it.
Got it.
And so you ask, why would people not get Part B? And that's the biggest reason, is because they have employer coverage. I've seen maybe two or three people in my working life not get Part B. People that are either I don't understand it, but I don't know why you wouldn't get Part B. It's a very affordable, it's I want to call it the cheapest form of insurance you can get. So I say cheap. That doesn't mean what I am, what it sounds
inexpensive.
Like.
Inexpensive. Yeah.
It's a bargain. It's a real bargain. At age 65 to be able to get, pay $164 and get 80% of your bills paid.
Yeah.
It's an unbelievable
deal. You can't even come close to that. Yeah. So anything else that, you know, people should know here as we talk about the topic of, you know, kind of the basics of Medicare?
So road number one, first of all, you get a Medicare supplement to cover that 20% hole. And then road number two, you get a, not road number two, hole number two.
Yeah.
For the prescription drugs, you can get a prescription drug plan. And anytime somebody comes into our office, our goal is to get their list of medications, put them into the computer, and it tells us the best drug plan, prescription drug plan for you for the upcoming, for the year that we're in. And that plan might be the best plan for 23, but it's probably or possibly not the best plan for 24.
So that's going to be need to be evaluated pretty much every year then.
That's right. We review that, look at that every year. That's our goal.
Because medications can change too. You know, maybe you get off of one or on a different one, that sort of thing. So it makes sense that you want to review that anyway.
Yeah. And even if your meds don't change, the drug plans can change to where the one that was best for you this year may go up in price significantly, and the one that could be best for you next year might be a better price. And so, yeah, it's a good idea every year to review that drug plan. We meet with our clients every year between October the 15th and December 7th and review that drug plan and make sure it's the best one.
Good deal. Yeah, what else can we, what should we know about this?
So lastly, on road number one is a dental, vision, and hearing plan. And this is where you have some options. You know, with Part B, you know, in all reality, you really don't have an option. You do, but you really just want to get Part B. There's no question, really. And then a drug plan. You want to get a drug plan. If you don't get a drug plan, you will build up a penalty that where if you get on one down the road, your premium will be significantly higher for not having a drug plan. So it's a good idea to get a drug plan. Dental, vision, hearing, these are optional things. A lot of people, though, have had a dental and vision plan all their working life, and maybe they've had Delta Dental. Maybe they have VSP. Maybe they've had whatever dental or vision carrier that they've been with. We can replicate that. We have Delta Dental. We have VSP. We have other vision and dental carriers as well. And so many times we can match the coverage that you had there. Maybe you're used to getting glasses every year, getting the transitions, the glare reduction, and all the different things with your glasses. And you're used to getting that with a certain plan, with a certain eye doctor. We can help you achieve that. So our goal is to help the transition go from being an employee to a retiree, help that to be as seamless as possible.
Yeah, kind of feel the same sort of thing.
That's right.
So you mentioned that was kind of the most sure road. Are there any other paths that people can explore?
There's road number two. But I really want to talk about that one next week.
Okay. All right.
Well, it's a whole nother.
Yeah. We don't want to overload folks, but for sure. But no, that's really interesting. And I think it's some good information. So why don't we take a quick break, Charles? We'll come back with more here on our Ask the Expert segment here on the Mighty 690. Back here on the Mighty 690, we continue our chat with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. And just to kind of recap everything we talked about in the last segment, you know, for someone who's about to retire, just quickly, you know, kind of the steps that they need to take and how you guys can help.
So this is what we do all the time. And if you are about to retire, if you're turning 65, or if you're about to leave your employer and your Medicare age, talk to us. Talk to us. I don't know how many times I've seen people come in and they're just a little uncertain and maybe a little apprehensive, but once the process is done, they're at ease. It's not a big deal. It's not a big speed bump. It's a smooth transition to go from being an employee to a retiree. And our specialty is to help people in that transition. So I'd encourage you, call our office, get on our calendar. And we actually have a Medicare 101. Where I go over this topic in even in more detail coming up on July the 5th. at Dickie's Barbecue right there in Independence at 11:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. Everyone is invited. If you're new to Medicare, or if you're retiring soon, or if you're about 65 and you're staring that in the face and trying to solve that and figure that out, get on our calendar, call us, reserve your spot, and I'll be going over those options. It's also going to be here at Gigi's at 11:30 on July the 5th as well.
Well, that's a good opportunity. You know, myself, I always need, you know, kind of an excuse maybe to do something. I'm kind of a deadline, quote unquote, if you will. So this is a good way just to kind of, hey, I've got this on my calendar. I'm going to kind of take care of this right here and get some information. So
that's right.
That's a really good opportunity, the first Wednesday of the month here in 2023. So, Charles, any other news that you'd like to share from Skank Insurance?
So another thing that's going on, and this is maybe in the negative pile or something, but we are closing our Coffeyville office, and we've been here for 2 years, but with our staffing and with just how all the circumstances worked, it's just, we've made the decision to close the Coffeyville office, but we're still going strong in Independence and in Howard and Sedan. And I just want to encourage our listeners to find us there. The number for Coffeyville will still work. So if you have that number in your phone, it will still work if you dial it, and it will just come to our Independence office.
Sure. Well, so, you know, kind of sorry to hear that, but the good thing is Independence not far away at all. It just, you know, I know people run errands and that sort of thing anyway over there. So, you know, this is not a far drive at all. So, and of course, if we need to find you and give you a call, what's the best way to do that?
So our main number is 620-331-8800. Our main office is in Independence at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right down from Water's True Value. And we're online at skankinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-N-C-K insurance.com.
Okay. Well, Charles, I appreciate you dropping by here. I hope you have a great weekend. I know there's lots of good stuff to do around the area, so we can go and check out and just get some relaxing time in.
Hey, thank you, James. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Charles. Uh-huh. And we're looking forward to talking with you here next week. That's our Ask the Expert segment here on the Mighty 6-9. And coming up, we have Open Line is on the way here on KGGF.